Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reesa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zoo.
I don't have her number.
Good morning, Jim.
Well,
how are you this fine Monday morning?
Here we are, Reesa. Here we are again, and I'll tell you, it's getting so close to the holidays, right around the corner. It's countdown time.
It's true. It's definitely Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, Kwanzaa
and
season.
Everything is here, and it's
holidays.
It's holiday time, Reese. And, you know, I relate this to looking up in the attic or just, you know, looking at the ceiling where that little attic thing is that you pull down, thinking, okay, it's time to get the boxes down for all the decorations. And you go up there with all this enthusiasm and get all the boxes down and unload. And it seems to be, Reese, that I look up there now and I kind of don't want to open the closet, the attic door so much. And I'm thinking maybe I could just get one of these little decoration scenarios, maybe a little tree on the table.
Well, I must say your little boy is a little past Santa Claus time.
Well, you know, I know. It just, you know, people put trees up, have guests over or whatever, and, you know, the lights and so on and so forth. But it's a lot of work, you know. It's a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. But here we are anyway. I mean, there's all kinds of things. You going out of town this time?
I am. As a matter of fact, that's going to be my hot topic in a minute or so.
Right.
Talking about a little holiday travel, are you staying in town?
Well, no. We're Eric and I are going to be going out of town and, you know, take a little break here. And we don't get out much because he works all the time, you know. It's very rare I can get him to take a break. So, yeah, we're going to take
a little
trip.
Well, you're working there, right there with him, so, you know, you're as bad as he is.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah, not in the tech situation, but I try to keep up, you know. But it does go fast, Reed, I'll tell you. I mean, wow.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, we're already talking about holiday travel. I personally am looking at going back to Washington, D.C. for Christmas and seeing my youngest grandchildren back in D.C. And, you know, traveling during the holidays can be very stressful. So just a couple of tips. Pack early so you're not at the last minute running around saying, oh, no, what am I going to take? If you already know where you're going, which most people should by now, get those appropriate clothes ready. You know, you might need to take them to the dry cleaners because some of us going back east, it's a lot colder back there. We got to get our stuff ready. Or, you know, make sure they're laundered and packed and ready to go so you're not stressed out at the last minute. And those holiday gifts, you can't wrap them and take them on the plane. That's still in force. So why don't you go ahead? I think you've got still a couple of more days. I think it's something like the 17th of December is like the last mailing day to get holiday gifts where you want them to go in time. So go ahead, go on Amazon, go on Macy's, go on Walmart, go on any of those .com places, and they will actually wrap the gifts and send them for you and get it there in time for Christmas. So do that. Then you don't have to worry about carrying that on the plane. Also, leave plenty of time to get to the airport. I'm really lucky. I live really close to LAX. I can get there literally in 15 minutes and no traffic. So plan your route to the airport. Make sure you have plenty of time. Leave a little extra time at the holidays because you never know what's going to happen. There might be some delays, so you want to make sure that in case you get caught in traffic, you're not breaking your neck to get there. Make sure you have all of your proper ID to get on the plane, whether it's your driver's license, your passport. Have all that stuff ready so you're not scrambling around at the last minute trying to get that. And just relax and have a good time for the holidays.
There you go.
And your hot topic. Your hot topic today.
Well, we're getting close, and all the holidays are, I mean, we're basically just about here. And you know, I just had a few little pointers, and this basically would be for the people in our area, in the California area. And just a couple of spots they might want to stop if you're sitting around thinking, geez, what am I going to do this holiday? Well, today there's, now jot some of these down or listen to the show because we're in archive. There's a Roman holiday today, December 15th, of course. And what it is Little Italy's giant Christmas tree. And it's a expose on visiting, seeing the tree down in Little Italy and visiting Little Italy's historic Italian church. Now, this is just, these are several tours you can go on with a group. And they show you everything and what to do, and there's dinners usually. Now, on December 16th, tomorrow, there's a Christmas. Now, this is really a pretty one, a Newport Harbor Lights cruise. Visit Rogers Gardens. It's a tour. Rogers Gardens is really beautiful there with all the lights and everything. It's amazing. It's pretty without the lights, but in Christmas time, it's amazing. There's a dinner at the Harborside Restaurant. And then you could see there's what they call a yacht. It's a parade of yachts that go along there, and they're all fixed up with lights and all the mansions, and it's the Christmas boat parade. Now that's tomorrow, and then on the 18th you have a Victorian Christmas mystery tour. Along on the 20th, a season of love and joy. Enjoy an evening holiday favorites at the South Coast Singers. It's going to be held at a church down at Dana Point that's going to be decorated with Christmas, and there's going to be dinner and everything. So then you got on the 20th, there's an event. It's a Christmas every day, they call it, a matinee performance at the Candlelight Pavilion and Theater with lunch and champagne on the 25th, Christmas Day. There's a buffet at the Manchester Grand Hyatt Hotel in San Diego waterfront. So these are just a few of them. And to find out, it's goodtimestravel.com. And, you know, you go on a little tour and see all the stuff going on. But, you know, you can also remember to go online and check Christmas events if you have nothing to do, because nobody wants to sit around with nothing to do on Christmas. There you go, Reith. Did that all in one breath.
So true, and I expect to see your yacht in that parade, Jim.
Yeah. Well, maybe I put a little lamp on the front. I don't know. We'd be rowing along. I cast that in a long time ago.
Oh, well, that brings us up to our first commercial.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
Well, Jim, we have a guest today that I'm very excited to talk to. She's a friend of mine and a beautiful lady. CEO of Dome Entertainment and Consulting, and Denise O'Brien Movies and Entertainment. She's a publicist, an author, red carpet host, MC, funding consultant, producer. She was Miss Santa Monica, Miss California, the lovely Denise O'Brien. Denise, are you with us?
I'm here. Thank you for that introduction, Reitha. It's great to be with you today.
It's great to have you on. Jim, have you met Denise?
Hello, Denise. It's Jim here.
Jim, yes. We met at the top of the 1010 Wilshire building at an event I did a few months ago.
Denise, you're such a busy lady. How do you have time for this? This is another scenario where you must have drones or something. You must have other Denises out there helping you do all the stuff you do.
You know what? I have an amazing team. You can't be a success in the business I'm in without an amazing team, and I'm just grateful, and that the biggest team member I have is God. He helps uplift
there
me every day and gives me amazing energy to start my day and to do all the creative and wonderful things that I'm blessed to be a part of.
That's the way we roll.
And you are a baby. You're a baby boomer too.
I'm a baby boomer. Reese and I were in a parade together over the weekend for one of our clients, and I was reminding her that I was the last. I know.
You're a young baby boomer. Yeah.
I think I define the end of the baby boomer generation, and you are the expert. So you tell me.
You're a new, but yeah, Reed, I don't even know if she should say she's a baby boomer because, you know, she's young. You know,
boomers go from 1946 to 1964, so we won't say what year, but she's at the very tail end.
Denise,
it's not a secret. I just celebrated in the public eye. My father and I, we celebrated his 80th birthday, my 50th, and my son's 20th. We were all born the same week, 5 days apart,
wow,
and exactly 30 years apart. So,
wow, that's amazing. Denise, does it take you two times to get up off from the couch?
Off what couch?
That's one of our scenarios for a baby boomer. It takes you two tries to get up.
On the couch. Let me tell you about this woman. We were in a parade. It was a mile and a half. She not only walked, but trotted and ran.
There you go.
The whole parade.
Ah, good girl.
She was not out of breath.
Now, did Reetha follow you? Was she right behind you?
Let me paint the scenario. Reetha was the queen, the diva, in the convertible boxer Porsche, waving.
That I can see.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! I was the one documenting all of that.
I couldn't see Reetha really jogging behind you there. I don't know. For some reason,
no.
I was thinking no.
Wasn't going to happen, but I was projecting so they could hear me all up and down the street saying Merry Christmas.
Yes, she was, and there was a very large, wide boulevard between Avenue R and Avenue S at this parade, and there were certain areas where there was a large, large crowd, the competition area especially, where they, you know, judged all the entries, and she did a great job, Reetha. We're very proud to have you in our upcoming movie.
Well, Denise, with everything on your plate, how are you squeezing the holidays here? You must have a really busy schedule through the holidays, too, I guess. Huh?
Well, that's such a great question. You know, there are a number of events, and I get invited to multiple parties per day. I'm not the kind of publicist that likes to just pop in and out. Some like to drop in with their clients and drop out and do 4 or 5 parties a night. I don't do that. I have this motto that I'm the first there and the last to leave. So what I do is I select which event I'm going to attend, and I'm there fully. Of course, when I have multiple clients, I have to juggle my team and myself to be there. But on a personal note, I'm so excited because I worked 20, 22 hours a day all week. I'm going to be
working. Gosh, sound like Eric.
two long days today. I'm cramming it in. But when you're an entrepreneur and you make your own schedule and your own hours, you can make your own time. And so what I'm doing is I'm working really hard this week. So on Wednesday, I'm going up to pick up my father, who is 80 years old in San Jose, and I'm going to pick him up and bring him back to Los Angeles for a week.
Oh, cool.
Just enjoy Christmas and all the parties and events and things I have going on. So I'll be having some family time with him, which I'm so happy about, as you might know.
That's good.
He has been well. And then I'll bring him home on Christmas Eve and deliver him personally to my family, my 3 siblings and 11 cousins and nieces and nephews, and we'll celebrate Christmas together in the Silicon Valley area.
That's the way to do it, Denise. That's cool. Yeah. How's your dad? Is he in good health?
He's doing well. He's doing very well. He's been through a number of surgeries in the last couple years, and he's slowing down a little bit. Like I said, we just celebrated his 80th birthday, and I'm going to throw a party for him next week in Los Angeles area, which I would love to invite both of you to. I'll get that party.
Oh, cool.
As well.
Well, Reetha and I are slowing down, too, so there's a lot of us that are slowing down. Of course, Reetha's going to say, speak for yourself, I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
no,
Denise,
that's great.
You're a publicist and you're a consultant, and you're also in sales. A lot of people don't know what publicists actually do, and they confuse being a publicist with sales, like you actually are going to sell a product or sell a person or whatever. What's the difference between being a, well, first of all, what is a publicist, and the difference between that and sales?
Well, I think that's such a funny thing. You know what the problem is the word publicist and the word publisher. There are a lot of people that actually, when you say I'm a publicist, they think I publish and help people to sell books and to sell, you know, publish their products, like you said, whether it be, you know, online or cassettes and, you know, cassettes, and that tells you how old I am. See, I am a baby boomer. I'm saying cassettes.
I can relate.
DVDs. Yeah. It's a,
I like that.
Different generation. See, I'm showing my age. Seriously, though, we as a publicist help, I tell a story. So that's, you know, I'm the queen of joy, beauty, and passion. That's my motto. And our company, Dome Entertainment and Consulting, the reason why we have two names is Dome Consulting is the parent company, and we consult to CEOs and executives at large companies and corporations and help them to build their brand, to build their image, to get their name out there in a number of ways on, you know, social media platforms. The entertainment side of it is for people like you, Retha, actresses, you know, producers, the Hollywood types, if you will, that want to become more popular in, you know, getting more money for what they do and or, you know, higher ratings on IMDb and all the things that we try to do to promote people in Hollywood is completely different from a corporation. For example, Clean Tech Open is a nonprofit organization, and we did their big ninth anniversary gala up in San Francisco a few weeks ago on Treasure Island. We brought in some superstar artists, one from the Chinese community who's now December 20th debuting his very, very, very famous painting, a multi-million-dollar painting over in China. And we brought him to California to have the worldwide debut of his event. So we bring the story together. For example, we bring artists together with maybe somebody that's authoring a book and maybe somebody else that's doing something in the community, or maybe a philanthropist. And whatever the client wants, we do it, but we do it in style. I just did an event down in Orange County for the American Chinese CEO Society, and the executive next brought an alliance of the two large networking groups together. A lot of CEOs, there were maybe 175 CEOs there. We brought the red carpet, a step and repeat banner, and afterwards everybody stayed to mingle, and we were paid a high compliment from one of the women that attends these events, and she said, I've never ever seen all the executive CEOs after an event like this stay and mingle and network. They always, the meeting starts at 8 for networking, they're there from 9 to 11, and everybody leaves. And this time we provided an opportunity for them to have a great time, to enjoy themselves, and a lot of networking went down. And some amazing projects, even for my own company, were born that morning after the event because people stayed around because they were having fun. So we bring the Hollywood glamour and old-fashioned Hollywood glamour and style to maybe what some people might consider a boring event and make it a lot of fun.
That's really the way to do it. We've went with the CEO Society and did a similar situation, and Eric did the interviews, and that's what they did. They stuck around, and it was a new twist on just the business and so on and so forth. They were enjoying themselves, and, you know, you have to have that. You have to have that, you know, a little bit of excitement in the business, and people get to network a little longer and enjoy themselves and enjoy their time a little bit longer.
That's right, and Chinese,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
The Chinese love it. They come over. There's a lot of money in China right now coming into the United States, not only if you own real estate and a lot of other, but right now they are enamored and enjoying the Hollywood scene and what there is there. And so if they can find a way to mix their business, whether it be the import-export business or some sort of trade that they're doing, and they can have fun doing that in a, you know, more exciting, glamorous way, they're all excited about it. And I had a number of people come up and say, we'd like to hire you for our next event. And that's always
now you act. You're also a teacher. I didn't know that part. What do you teach?
Well, that's a great question. I actually, after I graduated from college and I was Miss Santa Monica and Miss California, as you said, I met a woman named Lisa who was a judge in the Miss California pageant, and she actually recruited me into a company called Mary Kay Cosmetics, which is an internationally known multi-billion-dollar company for skincare and glamour. And I started
and
with them.
How many pink Cadillacs have you had?
I started with them when I was 22, and I've actually earned 14 free cars. I'll be getting my 15th free car this year. 9 of those are pink Cadillacs, which you get a brand new one every 2 years, and then you trade it in for another brand new one, which is great when you're a mom and you have kids that ride in the back of your car to get a new car every 2 years.
Wow.
Can you read your story? Yeah, I interrupted you.
I was going to say the pink Cadillac represents the very top 0.5% of the company, and we have over 10,000 Mary Kay sales directors in the country, and we're very, very proud when we win a pink Cadillac. Mary Kay always used to call it a trophy on wheels, and she was a personal mentor of mine for 15 years before she passed. And unfortunately, my friend Lisa, who I just mentioned, recently passed away of breast cancer, and so I've lost 2 of the biggest female mentors in my life, but God would have it that other beautiful women would come into my life just right around that same time, and I'm so thrilled to be working on a book, which I can't mention who it is now, but it's a very, very wonderfully successful international businesswoman, and I ghostwrite books, and I also write my own. I have a very tiny little chapter in a book that I wrote, published in Alaska, called Adventures in Manifesting Passion and Purpose. We did along with a lot of, Bob Doyle from The Secret and Janet Atwood of The Passion Test. And, so it's all about passion. So that's what I do, Rita.
Passion.
It's about
passion
sharing my joy and passion.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to really help other people believe in themselves enough and then get other people in the community to believe in those people. So it's all about...
Exactly.
Go ahead.
The attitude is so important, Denise. It's true. I mean, what I went through with all that, and I just deal with a lot of the people, and when I go to the hospital, and the attitude there sometimes can be so negative, and we're trying to bring a little positive to that. But how can we get in touch with you now, Denise?
The best way to get in touch with me is you can find me on LinkedIn, and it's just Denise LinkedIn. O'Brien Public Relations. LinkedIn, Denise O'Brien Public Relations, or of course Facebook is where I live. Entrepreneurs like myself, I have 3 Facebook accounts. I have Denise O'Brien, which is DeniseO'Brien. That fan page is full though, so you have to do Denise O'Brien II, Roman numeral 2,
okay.
Or Dome Entertain if you're interested in anything to do with PR and entertainment. We have Dome, D-O-M-E, as we stand for Denise O'Brien Movies Entertainment. Yeah, Dome Entertainment. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Well, thank you so much.
You can call my office, too. It's so exciting to be on your show. I'm so excited. You can call 310-754-9321. That's 310-754-9321. And one of my assistants, Rebecca, Carolyn, or Morgan, will be happy to take your call. Help you in any way we can.
Well, I'll tell
you
people
so
like you and Eric and all the people that just, you have the internet expertise and so on and so forth. It's just a new world and it's amazing, and thank you for everything you're doing, and I hope you really have a great holidays, and say hi to your dad for me, and tell him to keep that positive,
Well, maybe you'll get to say hello to him yourself. I'll bring him to the party. We'll get together. The American Chinese CEO Society is having a party on the 20th down your way, so maybe you and Eric can pop by and you can say hello. I'd love to introduce
you. Sounds good. And have a good holiday and everything, and God bless you for everything, and taking care of your dad like that, because, it's just memories you guys will always have.
That's exactly right. We just have to make sure we have a few photos to remember it by.
You got it.
Absolutely. And
thank
you are
you,
just
Lisa.
The Energizer Bunny. You
Energizer
have more energy
Bunny,
than
Denise.
Anybody I know. Any baby boomer I know, certainly. And thank you again for joining us
and taking
time out of your business.
Hugs your way, Denise.
Schedule.
Thanks again, and have a good holiday.
Thank
and we'll
you.
Be
it's
seeing
an
you, hopefully.
Honor, Jim. Thank you, Rita. You both have a Merry, Merry Christmas. God bless everybody.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay, well, energize your buddy.
It's
time for a commercial.
For Jim from Jim.
Okay, everyone, plan ahead, be prepared. The population is aging. In 1980, the ratio of workers to retirees was 5-1. By 2025, it's projected to be 2-1. As far as the retirees' investments, IRAs, etc., the market, which affects everything, is affected by unexpected events. The point of my report, all right, is be prepared for the unexpected. The Dow was up 100, and then it dropped 100. Who knows what's around the corner? No one talks market in oil. We are not planning on investing and drilling in several oil-rich countries that are now unstable and in chaos. Well, of course. So did we know that? No, we weren't sure that that was coming, but here we are. We look down, are we looking down the barrel of another great recession like in 08, which we all remember? We all have our stable stock market and our growing stock period like our present market is basically going good, which is affected by lower oil prices. Production and transportation costs go down, and the ripple goes across the board from metals to farming. Almost everyone is affected by the oil prices and the highs and lows of the stock market. Well, homes appreciating, the job market seems strong, which it doesn't seem to be a concern for retirees, but it should be, because if the job market weakens, unemployment goes up, this affects the economy. If the economy has problems, costs may go up, which affects everyone. The price of oil has fallen 40% in the last 6 months. The job market going well, homes appreciating. Why be concerned? Okay, things seem to be going well, but we all know what goes up must come down. Now, that does not mean we've got to have a pessimistic attitude built in and always expect the negative. No, it doesn't mean that. Growing markets, I just don't want to leave that scenario with you. You know, think positive. Appreciation is good for many of us, and stable is fine and gives us stability. But the point I'm trying to make, and over again, is that we are no longer in a position to weather an economic storm like in 2000 or 08. Many of us have taken a hit with our IRA or equity or stock markets or whatever. It's one thing to take a 50% or more loss when you're 40, but when you lose that percentage at 60, it's a much harder hit because it takes time to replace the loss. And, you know, if you're able to find the ways to build it back up, the property may go up, rebuilding your equity portfolio, but it takes years. If you don't know what you're doing, you can lose it in the market. Your investments take time to grow, and that's if you're lucky enough, or should I say have the ability or expertise or your broker to invest in the right areas. The market is a gamble. All the IRAs and KIOs, et cetera, will grow according, but that's how well the market does. So because you are no longer 30 or 40 but 60 or 70, you should be and must be smarter and have a backup plan. We're just not doing, you just don't want to wake up in the morning and it's your retirement time, and you don't want to have the word budget to be something that causes you stress every day. You want to wake up and allow yourself to relax and enjoy your retirement. So,
right.
So watch your spending and try to build your savings and pay off your credit cards and auto loans, et cetera. You know, save,
right.
Save,
I think
save.
You're saying it's never too late to start planning.
Well, yeah.
Start
and, you know, we want to plan, but we want to think ahead. You know, that's the
right.
Key. Think
but
ahead.
That's what I'm saying. You want to plan. You want to start today at least. If you haven't
you wanna,
done it,
exactly.
Start
yeah.
today.
And we've gone over that. You
make
the plan. So.
Cell phone. PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, if you haven't gotten your Christmas cards out, it's not too late. Don't worry about the post office. It doesn't matter how slow or how fast they are. Do e-cards. There are lots of sites where you can do e-cards, even your invitations to Christmas dinner. If you haven't made formal invitations, you can go online, go to American Greetings, or just Google e-cards, and you can find whatever site suits your fancy. They have the template, so all you have to do is plug in the date and time of your Christmas dinner, or you can pop in the picture of your family and make that Merry Christmas card tailored to your own taste. And those of you who like to do newsletters, and I know you said, I didn't get it together this year. You can do e-newsletters with templates also. So it's not too late. Do those e-letters. Do those e-cards. And say Merry Christmas the old-fashioned way in writing, but electronically. Well, Jim, we are way out of time. It's always great talking to you. We've had a wonderful time this morning. Want to remind everybody to go to the blog.
Yep. Download the Easy Way app. Tune into the Easy Talk Live Thursday at 10:30. Eric's has some great guests on there. TheEasyShow.com/podcast. And don't forget the Accent Expo at the LA Convention Center, February 28th, 29th, and March 1st. Celebrity red carpets, hundreds of exhibits. It's a must-go to expo. Easy Way
Absolutely.
Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, will be hosting a series of contests and opportunities. Rita, what do you think?
All right. Well, I've got a new movie out, Christmas on Salvation Street, available on Netflix. It's also available on Amazon.com. You can actually buy the DVD. It's a wonderful urban Christmas story. Excuse me. So check it out, Christmas on Salvation Street. A nice story you can watch with the whole family. So, Jim, I will look forward to talking to you next Monday.
There we go, and have a Merry Christmas. I'll probably be seeing you before then. But remember, you can enter into retirement and become a complacent and stagnant or uneventful, gloomy and unhealthy retirement, or you can get out of that old chair, keep in shape, and meet new friends, find hobbies, volunteer, etc., and be a happy retiree.
Absolutely. See you next week.
So long, everyone.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.